This is Soldiers After Dark, and I'm Anthony. I'm a bold believer in Jesus, not ashamed of the gospel. I'm sitting here with my co-host, Nick.
What's up, you guys?
And we're sitting here in his living room filming in the library.
Yeah, on the big open, super huge waste of space living room, but yeah. Yeah, but we're going to be, pretty soon we'll be in a studio, bro.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
Right. Imagine, remember when we first started doing videos here?
I know.
And then they're from a bunch of idiots. And then thank you to Dowdy, my brother Nick Dowdy with Dowdy Construction.
Yeah, man, he does Dowdy Construction's, I think they're just a big, well, they're general, but they also do, they're mainly focus on concrete and like siding and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and they also got laid coatings, which is a, like a plastic coating they use at the dairies, and it's like food grade. But what sets them apart is it dries and hardens faster, so the dairymen don't have to have their operations down. So I think what a lot of I actually went out on a few drives to try to help them sell some of this stuff, and you go out there and you don't realize that these dairies are a 24-hour operation.
Yeah, right.
And so for them to get a break long enough for a cement to dry or any kind of product to dry. Laid Products has they actually have the only solution around that, you know, can be done in like a 4-hour time window that a lot of these other guys can't even come close to doing. So that's pretty cool for them.
Yeah, so head up Dowdy Construction for all your construction needs, man. Yeah.
It was the same thing with her brother Ruben.
Yeah, my brother Ruben.
Yeah.
He's doing the electrical in the studio, and we thank him and glory to him, you know, and he's just out there trying to push the kingdom, man. And Dowdy told me, he's like, I don't know anything about this podcast stuff, but I can sure build you a room.
Yeah, that was and we're grateful.
Yeah, we're so grateful.
We're grateful, and it's just all the brothers have been kicking down, man. It's all the help, man. Just even the guys that are helping purchase just like drywall and things like that.
Yeah.
And those guys over at the Flooring Liquidator.
Oh, yeah.
Gave us the padding and the carpet for the walls, for the insides and all that, to soundproof it.
Yeah, that was
everything,
cool.
And everything else that we got going on. You know, we got so we're just waiting on what are we doing? We're waiting on the tape and mud on the inside, right?
Tape and mud on
the inside. So the outside walls look good. They're all textured, man. It's going to be pretty legit once we get all that painted.
It's going to be real good.
Get the your logo up there, the podcast names up there, whatever it is we're doing, and showcasing the club and Soldiers of the Cross. Obviously, there's a lot of brothers in there that are helping out. Tony.
Yeah, right? Tony. Yeah.
Tony's been a big help. And Dan, my neighbor Dan, he's not even in the club.
Yeah.
And he's over here, you know, kicking down to help us get, you know, whatever, man, gas money. He was
in,
man. You know, he gave me the idea to go to the carpet places to just go and ask.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he told me, he talked to his buddy Dane, the dude that was giving us the food.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dane, too. Gave it,
yeah, thank you, Dane.
For all the food and all everything else that you're bringing out for all the different.
Yeah. What's his ministry called?
I thought it was the Prayer Warriors of Central Valley.
Yeah, shout out Dane.
And they got an app too.
Oh yeah, check that out.
Android and iPhone app. It's called Prayer Warriors of Central Valley. And he's a friend of a friend, a brother of a brother, and he has he's been blessed to be able to get like food for donations for different churches, and you know, he supplies a lot of places. Amazing.
Support the body of Christ, man.
Yeah. But going back to the guys that are helping us out, you know, we got the tape and drywall left, and that's about it for there. We have carpet and padding that we're going to put down. Once we get the paint done, Spencer's coming in with the paint, right? We're painting, you know, hopefully, Phil will hook us up with some paint or something.
No.
Maybe, who knows?
Yeah, but whatever. I was like, Downey was, we're at a Bible study, and he was just saying, man, just give whatever you got. I mean, he was comparing, I think in 1 Kings chapter 17, when Elijah and the widow.
Yeah.
And he was just saying, what did that widow, she only gave a little bit of oil, and Elijah was able to multiply it. So give God just what you have, man. A little bit.
Even if it is just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. And see what God does.
There's sometimes we hold on to things because we think we only have a little bit, but that's enough for God to work miracles.
Multiply it.
You know what I mean? And I know that times are tough, and it's like, you hold on to it because, man, it took so much work to get, you know? And then sometimes you just hold on to those things, and it, or, you know, it could be you're holding on to something you need to let go. Just give it to God.
You know,
the choice is, you rarely will be disappointed.
Yeah,
he'll take away the sorrows and he'll multiply the happinesses, man. You give him the opportunity to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Put it at his feet.
Just place it at his feet, man. And really, really do it with all your being, man.
Yeah.
Like, truly want it. Choose it. Like, you tried everything else and it's led you to brokenness. In the world, you have tribulation. But in Christ, we have peace. Because he's overcame the world. He was victorious over the world. So we just got to be in Christ. We put our motivation, we put our desires, we put our everything in Christ. And he will give us that peace. He will give us the victory. Because now our desires are what is what he desires, right? Desiring the Lord and our delight in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
So we first have to delight in him. We first have to come to him with all our struggles, with all our sorrows, and give them to him.
Yep.
And just give them to him.
It's weird because I think a lot of people think they need to go fix all those things before they go to him.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so they're like, oh, I'm not ready yet. I got to do this before I become a Christian. I got to finish these last few sins.
As if
that's the last one you're ever going to do.
Exactly.
You get it weird. It's confused. It's like, no, man, we're Christians. We're not perfect.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
We
make mistakes.
We miss the mark a lot.
For sure.
And to think, you know, that people out there have some sort of idea that you need to be perfect to be like us. If that's the case, sorry. Don't look at us as a good example of a Christian, because if you think we're supposed to be perfect, we are nowhere near. We're scum.
Yeah.
In reality, you know. But yeah, you don't got to make it difficult, man. Just give it to God.
Give it to God. What did the Apostle Paul say? I'm wretched. I'm a wretched man. You know what I mean? And that wretched there is like, he's just full of afflictions. Just think of the Apostle Paul, what he's gone through for the gospel.
Crazy, you've been shipwrecked.
Yeah.
Imprisoned multiple times.
Yeah. For the gospel. And this is someone that killed Christians, killed people that believed in the way.
Wow, good old Saul.
Yeah, Saul from Tarsus. I mean, became Paul and transformed the world, man.
Yeah. Hallelujah, man.
You know, and I thank God for him and for people that spread the word. And that wasn't afraid, that were bold, like William Tyndale got burned at the stake. Yeah. And, you know,
just because he translated it.
Yeah. That just because,
Think about it, man, just because he translated it. Not because he believed it.
Oh,
because he translated it. He just helped Jesus. That's all he did. He helped us, and he got killed for it. Think about that, man. Imagine your neighbor coming over and checking your mail and getting killed for it. Because he just did something nice. Right, he wanted that word to get out to other people. Yeah, I understand translating is there's a lot that goes into it, obviously, but imagine how perfect it's got to be. There's no room for error. I mean, yeah, maybe it's a different translation, you know, than maybe King James or whatever, right? But you know, or even in some, we're talking about translations in general. You know, there's a lot that rides on these translations that the guys who are redoing it. I mean, they really have to get Jesus's message across, or they're gonna get crucified.
Yeah, for sure.
By the public and the church.
Yeah.
And so when you see these, you know, when you hear stuff about, oh, there's all different kinds of translations and it's corrupted and this and that. No, man, it's different translations because we're all different people,
Amen.
And it all comes to us in different ways. And if I hand you the King James Bible and you open it up and it freaks you out, you know, you're not ready for that. But if I hand you over, and I'm not saying these are the easier Bibles to read, but they kind of are, NIV or ESV.
Or NLT.
NLT. I mean, they're a lot softer. They're Jesus is still there. He's still in all the words.
Amen.
He's going to ask you, you're going to get in a relationship. You will end up getting into another book. It might not be the one you start off with, and that's perfectly fine. But don't be afraid to just start a relationship with him, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes a different translation. But yeah, Tinsdale, let's get back. Sorry, that was a long time wrap on that. But yeah, you
got just for translation.
Just translation, man.
That's it. Yeah. And I like how you pointed it out, like NIV, NLT. I would say that NIV. It's just it's easier because they do all the interpreting for you. You know what I mean? It's a thought for thought. So yeah, you hand someone a King James, that's like a word for word translation, meaning like they took the actual words from the Greek or the Hebrew translation and translated them over straight to English. That's why we get some, that's why when you read it, it's kind of hard, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, dive deep into any translation because God is in the middle. Jesus is there.
He'll use bad for good. You'll find Jesus. If you're looking for, he'll come to you. You just have to, seek him. If you want to find him in something, he's there. It could be the Bible. It could be the newspaper. He's everywhere, man.
Amen.
He's everywhere. So obviously the Bible is the reference we're talking about, but he inspires everybody, man.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. And everything good.
Everything
good, man. We gotta just be able to have eyes to see and ears to hear. Yeah. That's it.
That's a good, yeah, man.
And Jesus said it himself. It wasn't me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, so when are we getting back together to record? What we got coming up?
We got,
tomorrow we got the tent.
Tomorrow we got the tent. I think Wednesday we're going to record for the True Perspective.
Yeah, so it would be, so those of you guys don't know, obviously you guys know, you guys are here. We also have a Bible podcast. It's with a couple other brothers, Jacob and Eddie.
Yeah.
And right now we're in the book of John. We just got finished recording our 11th episode. And then we're editing those. We are currently, what are we at? We're at episode eight.
Like, I think eight is live. Yeah.
Eight is live. And then
Thursday, nine will go live.
Yeah. So we release on, what days are we releasing on?
Monday, we release at 6 a.m. for all those early risers going to work that want to just listen.
Yeah.
We release Monday at 6 a.m. and Thursday at 2 p.m. because I'm involved with some high schools and I gave some cards and they have the link to the podcast. So we release one on Thursdays at 2 p.m. But everyone listening to this podcast or the True Perspective podcast, man, we thank you.
Yeah.
And we do it for you guys because, like I said, these podcasts is just a tool or something that you can just listen to and grab because people are still in their shell after COVID.
Yeah. Amazingly enough, they still are.
Right.
It's kind of crazy, but hey.
Yeah, I know.
We got to take Jesus. We got to get Jesus to him somehow again.
Yeah, if I could saturate the airwaves with Jesus, that's all that matters, yeah. You know? So I thank everyone for listening. This is just a podcast where fellowship continues. And yeah. if you, like I said, if the Bible discussions or something more, if you want to come out the Bible, True Perspective, you can check that one out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing another one coming out soon. I got a lot.
Yeah.
We got a lot going on.
You got 10 on the Hill.
10 on the Hill.
Forever Prayer Ministries. Soldiers of the Cross.
Yeah, man, it's a lot. I gotta stay active. You know, I was out in the streets. I was always trying to be active, but for the bad reasons, you know?
Yeah.
So if I can get active for the good reasons and push the kingdom, then that's all that matters, man. Like, let's get a hold of it. Let's do it. Let's fight.
Yeah, let's break these chains of isolation.
Yeah, that's for sure. You
know? And that's obviously fellowship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what we're doing, you know. And then we got a little bit of that tonight at prayer.
Yeah.
Right? We meet up a little bit and, you know, fellowship for a few minutes, get right into prayer. Everybody rock and rolls. You know, we all take our turn and everybody goes through. And then we fellowship for a few more minutes. Everybody kind of goes their separate ways, you know, and then we continue. We come here and get some recording in, download, process what we kind of went through throughout the week, you know, prepare, you know, put the Lord first and see where he takes us.
That's it.
And so, want to close us on prayer? You got more to say or what?
Well, I want to see. Let's see.
15.
We're talking about just staying in Christ, right? That peace that comes in Christ, man. John 16:33. You want to read him that real quick?
Yeah, I'll get to it. He said what? John 16:33?
Yeah. That's what really reminds me.
John 16:33 out of ESV. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
Amen, amen. Those are red letters, man. Straight from Jesus' mouth. Take heart, take courage. He's overcame the world. He was victorious over it. Like I mentioned, I don't even know what episode, but if it was this one, True Perspective, I don't even remember, but we just got to take heart, man, and believe in Jesus because he's overcame the pressures of life and the troubles of life, man. He was victorious on the cross.
Yeah.
So when we put our peace in Christ, then we're victorious over those tribulations, over those problems. And the tribulation there is just problems. It's pressures.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And Jesus is telling us, take heart, be okay.
Walk in victory.
Yeah, walk in victory. So,
Let me read it in King James.
Yeah.
So, those of you who, when we were talking about the different Bibles and different translations, you remember when I just read an ESV, how it sounded really, really simple, but check this one out. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace in the world. Ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You see how it's tough to read?
Yeah.
It's just tough to read. You don't even know where the pauses are. It just always seems like the commas are in the wrong spot. It's just opposite of how we understand things. So sometimes it's vital that you can check these out in a parallel Bible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it will have multiple translations. You can, you know, I recommend having a couple different Bibles for just that purpose. The apps are great. You know, Blue Letter has, you can do parallels and Blue Letter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to have the King James, and I don't read out of that much, but I always like to have the reference on those for like the really, the scripture that you hear a lot of people say, because you want to have like a chunk of that in King James, I think, you know, but for the reading I do, you know, I want it to sound like poetry, you know, it's a love letter from Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, and obviously in different seasons in your life, it means different things, but man, it's just so much easier to absorb.
Yeah.
When it's, when you enjoy it. You know?
Exactly.
But it also helps when you're doing it on purpose, when it's like, hey, I know that there's King James here, but when I have issues at NIV, I can refer back to it.
Yeah.
Vice versa. Like, hey, what do they mean here?
Exactly.
Or this doesn't sound quite right. Let me go see what it sounded like in the more, I would say more stricter, I guess is the, maybe that's not the right word.
Word for word.
Yeah, word for word, you know, and then meditate on it.
Yeah, that's it. Reflect on it. You know, how can you use it?
And then make sure you test it against God's word.
Yeah, go out and apply it. Apply it to your life. Just don't read it. Apply it, man.
Yeah.
Go out there and apply it. Obey it. Listen to it. And like I said, when we listen to these words, now listen there, because like I said, the King James, yeah, we don't speak like that no more. That's 1600 English, you know what I mean? So the English has changed. So of course, you know what I mean? The meaning of these words are going to change. But God's word never changes. That's why I suggest everyone dives deep for yourself, get into different translations, go into the original manuscripts, read the Greek, read the Hebrew, and just apply that to your life.
Yeah.
And that's all this is, man. And because if you don't have peace, you're just going to have a headache.
Yeah.
You're not going to enjoy it. I mean, and Christ says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a free gift of salvation. And then the next verse says, take my yoke upon me and learn from me, and you will find rest. So either way, you're going to get rest. Either you follow after him, you come after him, and you'll get that rest. But the more you learn, the more you dive deep and you compare and contrast different translations. Okay, what is he telling me here? To put things off? To put things on? Okay, really study. Use them. The scripts are just tools. And apply them. Apply them for your life.
Yep.
But I think that will wrap up this episode. And I'll pray on.
Yeah. Claire, let me before you pray, let me read NIV.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Remember, I just read King James, and so now it's a NIV version of it, John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. It just reads.
See?
Done in one breath. You know,
yeah.
It's like, so that's why it's important to just be open to Jesus' word.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And that's what I was saying. The tribulation there was trouble. That's all it is, trouble.
Yeah, and there was a point I was going to make earlier. Let me see if I can kind of remember what I was saying. Oh, please, it doesn't say in here that he's going to make you avoid tribulations.
Yeah.
He's going to help you get through it.
That's it.
And you're going to be, and at the end, you'll be peaceful about it. Obviously, you need him, but he's also telling you to take heart, be ready.
Yeah.
You know, but also because he's overcome. So you're going to have tribulations.
And then,
you know, but it's not going to be easy.
He says, these things I have said to you. So what is these things? Read that whole chapter, John 16. I think it's pretty much like, I think it's the upper room discourse. It starts like in John chapter 13, but pretty much Jesus is having a conversation with his disciples, which is us.
Yeah.
And he's telling them, you know, that they're going to have trouble. And you know, and then he's telling them he's going to get betrayed and he's going to get crucified. So those are the things. These things, he's told them, all these things.
Yeah.
But in Christ, you will have peace. So us, as disciples of God, of Christ, a student of Jesus, take heart.
Yeah.
Take heart, man. But let me close out in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time. I thank you for this word that you have given us, that we have peace in you. To be courage, to have courage, to take heart, to be ready, to know that we're going to have trouble in the world, but you've overcame that trouble. So let us put our peace in you and not peace in the world, Father, because that just causes trouble and causes us to lose heart. So I just pray that someone will be able to grab a hold of something that was said and go and run with it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.